Today is July 3rd, 2007. This is Peter Burris, and these are the findings for our Storage Peer Insight research meeting on iPhone and storage, and it is entitled iPhone Demands Storage Solutions. Last week, Apple made its seminal announcement of the iPhone. We've observed elsewhere that the iPhone is likely to have a significant effect on how users ultimately conceive important classes of enterprise applications. Open paren, the availability of a browser pushes the need for high-quality distributed web services, close paren, period. We also observed that the administration of those devices will be very closely tied to security concerns. However, we see a second domain where enterprises will have to clearly articulate their IT infrastructure strategies regarding how they accommodate handheld computing devices with phones like the iPhone, storage solutions. In the last few years, large segments of the user, business, and storage supplier triumvirate have recognized an oncoming transition in how storage is conceptualized, purchased, implemented, and administered. However, these groups have had different agendas and different priorities, which often led to a fair amount of confusion regarding the right roadmaps and even the right objectives regarding storage. However, ultimately, all parties agreed that sound storage strategies centered on four key issues. First, gaining greater control over the rate of growth and price paid for storage. Second, ensuring that storage fully supported business requirements for quality compliance capabilities. Third, solid and executable disaster recovery programs. And fourth, simple and effective backup restore capabilities. We see the iPhone as an important catalyst for snapping the confusion regarding how to pursue this multitude of important objectives into place. By its nature, a very powerful mobile device with large amounts of permanent storage, like the iPhone, fuels the need to gain greater influence, if not outright control, over how data is moved through an organization from a storage standpoint. While we don't see any hardware silver bullets in place, open paren, homogeneous three-tiered storage solutions, close paren, we do see the iPhone furthering the need to invest in practices like information management, technologies like data deduplication and storage virtualization, and business relationships like network-ready hosting of storage for caching and edge delivery purposes. Action item. The effects of the iPhone and related devices will take years to mature. However, near term, storage professionals should factor the potential effects into current architectural decisions to both avoid introducing obsolescence into current investments, but also to help sell the need for high quality storage capabilities to the business. Okay, that's it. See you next week.